This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. And today we're talking with Dr. Michael Beaulieu, Chief Medical Officer at Helen Newberry Joy, about RADDIT, which is...
RADDIT stands for Responding to Adolescent Depression Through Integration and Telemedicine.
The timing on this, I think, is perfect. It seems daily you read about students' struggles with depression because of the challenges of schooling during COVID.
A study just came out that looked at the effect of COVID on adolescents and depression and found that behaviors consistent with depression, such as self-harm and drug overdoses, have increased by 100% during the COVID pandemic. So what this program looks to do is to identify those adolescents with depression and then get them the help that they need, whether that's a visit with their local physician or some counseling with a qualified therapist who specializes in teenagers, which is something that has been very hard to find in this area for a long time, but now through the new miracle of telehealth, it is here.
Now, adolescents generally struggle with who they are and where they fit in at that awkward age anyway, right?
The need for treatment for depression has been there for a long time. Having a program that actually addresses that is not as new. And it goes for all rural communities, not just Newberry, where that's been a big challenge for many years.
So take us step by step through RADDIT and how it works.
The first step is screening, and we do that with a questionnaire. So anybody between the ages of 12 and 17 who comes to one of our clinics, whether it's for a checkup, a sports physical, or because they've got an earache, we're going to be administering this very brief questionnaire, and that will help us identify if there's somebody who possibly has some depression. And if we do identify a teen who possibly has depression, then we'll dig into that a little deeper, kind of assess, you know, how bad is it? What kind of things do we need to do? Is it something that needs treatment at this time? What type of treatment should that be? You know, quite often the teens just need a qualified professional that they can talk to. And those are very hard to find to come to a remote area like Newberry. But through this program, we've got several adolescent behavioral health programs throughout the state who are more than willing to, through telehealth, talk to our community and our teens.
Well, the need has been there for quite a while. Was COVID the catalyst for the development of RADDIT?
This program was developed well before COVID came along. And then, like so many things, it kind of got slowed down and derailed by the pandemic. But as we're gradually returning back to normal here, it's time to get healthcare back to normal. And this has been a project that's been near to my heart since well before COVID, and I'm excited to be able to transition away from 24/7 COVID back to some of the basics, like taking care of our teenagers.
If a student or a parent sees the need for the program in their lives, how do they get in touch with the program facilitators?
It's just as easy as picking up the phone and calling any of our outpatient clinics, the Gibson Clinic in Newberry, the Manistic Lakes Clinic in Curtis, or the West Mackinac Health Clinic in Engadine. Every single one of our providers there has received special training in how to communicate and identify teens with depression, and then find them the resources they need.
Thank you, Dr. Michael Beaulieu, Chief Medical Officer at Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center.